government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013 Ministry by Ministry.
Jamaica's tourism industry recorded several landmark achievements during 2013. Accomplishments ranged from increased earnings, record visitor arrivals, linkages and partnerships with new cruise and airlines, making the year one of the most successful in recent times. The tourism industry pulled in nearly $20 billion of investments in 2013. New brands brought to the mix of investors include Hyatt, Melia, Royalton, and Karima, further contributing to the diversity of offerings. These positive results are to a great extent attributable to significant groundwork undertaken by the ministry and its agency, the Jamaica Tourist, aboard the JTB in tapping into new markets and strengthening traditional ones. Links forged with new airlines have been key to promoting Destination Jamaica in non-traditional markets. The partnership with Russian airline Air Transaero is prime example, as the collaboration affords Jamaica access to markets in some 40 Central and Eastern European countries covering 40 routes.
Transaero has decided to change equipment they are using. So they'll be moving from a 777 to a 747. So we'll be moving from 320 seats per rotation to over 500 seats per rotation. So the Russian market is now going to increase at least 40%.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. The government's relaxation of visa requirement for entry into Jamaica for nationals in a number of countries also contributed significantly to the number of arrivals recorded out of those regions. With the entry into new markets came the need to broaden the language base of frontline workers in the industry. This saw the ministry, through the tourism product development company TPDCO, embarking on a language skills training program to train 300 key industry stakeholders in conversational Russian and Spanish.
This program targets frontline tourism workers and seeks to equip them with basic language skills to enable them to effectively engage visitors in brief conversation at points of entry to the island and other customer contact areas.
In the world of cruise shipping, 2013 saw United States-based Disney Cruise Line's vessel, the Disney Wonders, making its maiden call at the Falmouth port.
Them having come to Jamaica to work with us and showing confidence in us and the excitement they have to be here is a great thing.
The total number of hotel rooms and suites island-wide increased with the opening of the 225-room Jewel Paradise Cove Resort and Spa in Runaway Bay, St. Anne, expected to employ some 300 persons. An additional 400 jobs are expected to be generated over the long term under an agreement between the National Insurance Fund and Europe's third-largest hotel chain, Melia Hotels International, for the management of the 226-room Braco Hotel in Trelawney over the next 15 years. The tourism industry stood out at the World Tourism Organization World Travel Awards, where Jamaica was declared the Caribbean's leading destination, and the Jamaica Tourist Board, the JTB, awarded the Caribbean's leading tourist board. The JTB ended 2013 with another feather in its cap, as close to the end of the year, it launched a new campaign dubbed Jamaica Get All Right. Jamaica's tourism sector closed out 2013 with a historic milestone, a record 2 million visitors for the calendar year.
As we enter 2014 on the wave of a highly successful year in tourism, we shall be moving aggressively to harness even more the power of this industry, to drive growth in other sectors by forging stronger and deeper linkages with tourism. We will also continue our thrust into new markets, while working to build even greater momentum in our traditional markets.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. A major $400 million enhancement project is currently underway in Ocharias as part of efforts to make the town more aesthetically appealing. Under its entertainment portfolio, the ministry launched an entertainment registry geared towards certifying local entertainment practitioners and building the industry. Arts in the Park was also launched during the year. The initiative, aimed at linking artists with major players in the music industry, is set for a second staging in February. Those were some of the major achievements of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment during 2013.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.